I didn't think they'd go out of business. When I retired, I thought they'd stay in business for another 100 years. And I retired in 1978. I had 426 months. That'd be 35 years and 6 months. And I was lucky I never was cut off. We had good business, had real good business. And then when they started to negotiating a new contract, well, the guy that owned the controlling interest, that old man Crown, why, he got to want to do away with it, and he wouldn't let them negotiate with the union. Well, the clerk went on strike, and then the UTU, which is United Transportation, they went on strike. And then they finally have all of them went on strike, and of course that was what he was wanting. And then the government took over, and for about 6 months, and then they, of course, they diverted all the. That terminal up there belonged to the Missouri Pacific, and they diverted all traffic to their Missouri Pacific, see? And they just hefted him out on that. So then when they finally claimed they went busted, and the cotton bale took over for a while, and then the Missouri Pacific took over, and then that was the end of it, except this pieces that they bought up, you know. They said they made more money out of by scrapping the railroad and selling what they could off of it than it would be if they'd run it. Because he also owned the Frisco Railroad, and he sold it to the B&N, Burns and Northern. He also owned barge lines, I understand, too, from what I read about him. He wanted to get rid of it, but they shouldn't have never got rid of it. There was all those years the thing had run. See, it had been running through Arkansas here for 80 years or longer. The railroad come to for a while. It came to Case, Arkansas. That was as far as a railroad come. And there's a building, then they finally built it on the Little Rock. But Casa, it shocked Oklahoma and Gulf, that's as far as they got. And then they started building on this way. They tell me there used to be a roundhouse at Casa and a whole lot of stuff around Casa. You know, where it is now, you know. I think they'd come with stagecoach on into Little Rock then from Casa, where they had till they got the railroad built. You know, the Rock Island was Little Rock and Memphis Railroad was the first one built in Arkansas. You know, between the first railroad that was ever in Arkansas that was chartered. Now, I had a log road down in South Arkansas. But the first railroad that was built in Arkansas, it was chartered, was between North Little Rock and Duval Bluff, and that's where they fought so many battles, you know, during the Civil War, because they're hauling, they haul freight from Duval Bluff to North Little Rock, till the Union Army, took it and they captured, they captured, managed to overrun the Confederates over there, and we had an old conductor here, that his father was a Union soldier, and he walked guard duty up and down, but helped walk guard duty from North Little Rock after the Union Army took it over. Up toward Duval Bluff out there. They had to keep guards on it day and night, and then the Confederate soldiers were still tearing it up, you know, blowing it up or taking the bolts loose on track. And he said his father was in the Union Army, and that's one of the things that he did, see? His name was Doc Deason.
Did it surprise you that the Rock Island went out of business?
Oh yeah, it surprised me. Yeah, it really surprised me. I didn't think they'd ever let it go out of business. I thought somebody'd get it. And see, if it hadn't been the Missouri Pacific and the Cotton Belt, why, the Santa Fe would probably be running to Memphis today if it wasn't, hadn't been for them, because the state was going to buy it from to Oklahoma border. And Oklahoma, they bought it all the way across Oklahoma. So Santa Fe was going to operate it from Amarillo to Memphis. And we had all this at the state capitol. Well, in fact, Joe Rook called me and some of them other boys and told me to come out there and see if I could talk to some of the legislators and representatives, which I did. And so they finally got it up for debate in the House. And it didn't lose very bad. But see, if they'd done that, the state would have bought it without any tax money. And the Santa Fe was going to run from Amarillo to Memphis. But the Missouri Pacific and the Cotton Belt didn't want them in Memphis. See, they knew that they could get that Rock Island, the business Rock Island had, they could get it without having with any competition, see?
Yeah.
Of course, see the Little Rock and Western, about a mile outside of Danville, down here, that's all this. And then all the way from the other side of Danville all the way to Howe, Oklahoma, it's taken up there.